I need you to take a nice, deep breath.
Okay.
That's what you do on Friday mornings. Yeah, and you turn the radio up just a little louder, too. It's KODJ with The Outfield.
Hello, world. Hear the song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
So this happened in Virginia. It was a busy morning at Eggs Up Grill. When a college student, Nyla, noticed that a woman was experiencing cardiac arrest.
Oh.
So she jumps into action, starts performing CPR on this woman, even though other people said it was no use. Here's Nyla.
I kicked in and I pulled her out from under the booth and then I started compressions. What really hit me was when he was saying, she's gone. She's already gone. And I was like, no, she's not gone. We're gonna get her back.
And yeah. She did save the woman's life. The restaurant owner, Rob, realized, wow, that really came in handy. Maybe yeah. Everyone should know CPR. Yeah. So he arranged for his entire staff to get CPR training so they would be so ready good. And, you know, something like this happened in the future. Then he contacted Nyla and gave her a free breakfast for a year at his
yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah. Also, he's renamed one of the omelets from the heart attack to the
Nyla.
The Nyla. Like, I just think, really, like, everybody's be awesome. Been to that place where they've got that one thing on the menu. You're like, I wonder if it would go badly if something went wrong here with this heart attack steak or something. But
right not. Place, right time, gotta knowing what it. To do and doing it.
That's right. Good news every morning at 6:40 and 9.
94.1 KODJ. Good morning. In college basketball, BYU out of the Big 12.
Yeah.
Utes out of the Pac-12.
Yeah. Good run for both teams,
yeah,
though.
But in the Mountain West, Utah State mm-hmm. is moving on. They're playing San Diego tonight at 7:30.
Showbiz Buzz at 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ.
Ty Burrell has a new show, and I could not be more excited.
Okay.
It's a sitcom called Forgive and Forget. It'll air on ABC.
I love Ty. Utah loves Ty. People run into Ty all the time, and he's like the coolest guy just in public. Everybody loves Ty. I love Ty.
Ty is a cool guy.
Lindsay Lohan said she was getting a little emotional. This was on the Drew Barrymore show when she was letting her little kid watch The Parent Trap.
I was like, do I turn it off or do I just... And he was kind of just staring. So, because maybe my voice was still similar to how it was then.
Yes.
So I was like, maybe he knows like a little bit that it's me because it sounds like me.
And it was her. And yes, you do sound exactly the same as you did within reason, of course. You got a little older, but...
And if you're saying to yourself, wait, Lindsay Lohan is a mom? Yep.
Yeah, wake up.
It's nice to know the celebs don't get special treatment. Pierce Brosnan pled guilty yesterday to illegal hiking in Yellowstone.
Oh.
And he'll pay a $1,500 fine. Yeah. I mean, it's like a tiny little charge. But he wandered into this, like, restricted hot spring area, and you can't do that.
Can't do that. Universal Studios, Hollywood. Keyword, you want it? We got it for you at KODJ.
It's laugh. Laugh. Go to KODJ.com on the contest page. Enter the word laugh, and you could be going to Universal Studios, Hollywood to experience Super Nintendo World.
This is where you start talking like a Mario. You, Mario and Luigi. That's terrible. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. It's great to have you listening on this Friday morning, and it's great to be here on Friday and almost out of here because everybody just wants the weekend to arrive and the good weather, too. Is there something that you've loaned to somebody and never given back or vice versa?
I have a confession to make.
Mm.
I borrowed a hot glue gun from our neighbor Joanne back in
and it's still on her counter.
November
because
I was putting together some fun little Christmas gifts.
That's the one that's on the counter?
That's Joanne's. Yeah.
Joanne, we're so sorry.
And I just keep moving it around. Like every time I clean, I just move it to a different place on the counter. And I keep telling myself, she's right next door. It's not even across the neighborhood.
She just came over and got an egg from you 2 days ago. You could have given it to her then.
I could have, but I just keep forgetting.
Okay, anybody else?
I actually lent my neighbor my jumper cables, and turns out she actually moved and drove off with those jumper cables.
Yes.
And the reason I know that is because my car died last week, and I really could have used those.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
She moved.
Yeah, that's almost... Well, that's just justice being served is what that is. For being kind, nobody gets... You don't get away with it.
That's what you get.
Being kind will always bite you in the butt. I promise.
570-9400. You can leave us a talkback message on the iHeartRadio app. And Joanne, I promise I will bring over your hot glue gun this weekend.
Yeah, she said that 6 months ago. Don't believe her.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Ronald McDonald House in Lehigh.
So there was a college study done in 2019 that found if you join a fraternity, your GPA drops by 0.25% statistically.
Uh-oh.
But your income level rises by 36% after college.
Okay, well, that's worth it.
So you're sacrificing GPA for money, which is totally worth it, yep, as far as I'm concerned.
Love that.
Yeah, I wasn't cool enough for a fraternity. Who's surprised? 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ talking about things you've lent and never got back, or maybe you're the one who kept it and still haven't given it back. Phone calls and iHeartRadio talkbacks.
My sister borrowed this really gorgeous dress that she's always loved, and I let her borrow it for a date, and she never returned it. She said she gave it back to me, but she didn't to this day, and I never got the dress back, so she's not borrowing anything again.
That'll show her. Now she just found out on the radio, too.
I totally gave that back to you. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. It's KODJ, Friday Morning Song Picks. This one's from Billy Ocean.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
And it's brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. How much would you pay on your next flight to have the middle seat next to you remain open? Throw out a number.
So, $25.
Okay, well, Frontier Airlines is going to charge $49.
Okay, so twice as much as that.
But it will be an option, not on every flight, not on the flights where it is available, only on in select rows.
This is just a way to get them to find money for seats that aren't sold. That's all this is.
Could be.
It's brilliant.
But if you want that extra seat next to you,
yeah, that's true.
$49 is all it'll cost you with Frontier.
Well, Governor Cox officially signing into bill the law that basically means you don't have to have a front license plate anymore. The Senate Bill 45 removes the state requirement for the motor vehicle division to issue two license plates and for the owner of the car to display a license plate on the front of their car. But that doesn't mean you can ditch your license plate yet, because it doesn't go in effect until 2025.
Okay.
So you still need your front license plate through the end of this year. Although I know a lot of people who don't have them on there already and haven't had them on there for years and have not gotten caught, so I don't, maybe the joke's on me, man.
Is it worth the risk, though? Like, just leave it on until, you know, whatever. Free food this weekend for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
First, Jack in the Box is giving away free milkshakes on Sunday. If you're a rewards member, you can get a free Oreo cookie mint shake with a $1 minimum purchase through their app or website. Also, Krispy Kreme is giving away a free green glazed donut. No purchase necessary. All you have to do is wear green.
Cool. I wonder if Lucky Charms are still as big as they were. Like, I need a parent to tell me, because I haven't had Lucky Charms in years. Are kids really demanding the Lucky Charms the way they were when I was a kid?
Mm.
Or is it sort of like, the Lucky Charms are okay? Because I find out, well, a lot of things are just kind of, they're okay.
That's, I don't think I've purchased Lucky Charms in a long time. It's all about the Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops now.
See? Okay. All right. Tell me.
Are we very missing important things here on the
This is stuff you got to know. We're doing three things you need to know. Let's make sure people know. 8:11. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Friends that borrow stuff and never give it back. Or maybe you're the friend. Tell us from the iHeartRadio talkback messages.
I have a friend who every time we go out forgets her wallet or like doesn't have her phone or whatever. And so she just owes us so much money for drinks. Like, just it's beyond crazy. And it's like a joke with all of us now. And it's like she has never really even acknowledged it. What the heck?
What the heck?
There's always got to be that one friend in the group that never has any money.
94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ asking people about things they borrowed and never given back. And I love Mike's answer.
Maybe.
That's a guilty conscience right there.
So I guess you don't want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. You're fine.
I might be sitting with them.
Oh, you might be sitting.
See? That's the risk we run on the radio. Things happen like that.
I borrowed a hot glue gun from our neighbor in November, and I still have it. And I know I still have it. I'm just lazy and I don't want to walk the 20 feet to return. I will, I promise. All right, here's some fun things happening around Utah this weekend. The Utah Valley Home and Garden Show at UCCU Center in Orem, nice. UVU. The Simple Treasures Spring Boutique at Station Park in Farmington today and tomorrow. Wasatch Fly Fishing Expo at Mountain America Expo Center through tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The St. Patty's train at Heber Valley Railroad.
Nice.
So fun. There's only one train, 7 o'clock tonight, and there are still lots of tickets available. Live music, games and fun. You can get your photo taken with the leprechaun on board. Woo! Love the Heber Valley Railroad. Layton Easter Bunny photos. The Easter Bunny arrives at the Layton Hills Mall today.
Nice. Yeah, you got 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah, it's early this year, 31st. Mm-hmm. Journey tonight at the Maverick Center. Utah Jazz tonight hosting the Hawks at 7:30.
Cool.
Utah Royals home opener tomorrow at America First Field. U of U women's gymnastics are at home tonight.
Jeez.
Plus, don't forget, the Feeding Utah food drive is happening tomorrow. You got to get those non-perishable food donations on your porch before 9 a.m. tomorrow. That's
you just
all you
leave them on your porch. You don't have to do anything other than just set them out on your step.
Someone else will come by and pick them up and donate them to the food bank. And
Love
if you want to hear more about that, on yesterday's show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, cool. All right.
I think that's everything. If I missed anything, let us know. If you know of something fun going on, you're like, I can't believe they didn't mention this. Well, let us know.
Careful.
Because we don't know everything.
There may be some leprechauns running around this weekend. Keep your eyes open. 8:42.
Oh, sorry. One more big thing. The big St. Patrick's Day celebration in downtown Salt Lake tomorrow at the Gateway with the parade starting at 11.
Okay.
Wow, I almost forgot like the biggest... there's a lot.
You're very focused on still owing Joanne that glue gun.
I know.
She's feeling really guilty this morning about it. I brought this up, this whole, like, have you borrowed it, not given back? And she looked at me and went,
I'm sorry.
I just need to apologize to somebody.
Any chance you get to call me out, it's fine.
I love you. I'm sorry. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. And it's things that you borrowed or that somebody else borrowed that you still haven't gotten back.
Hey, you two, it's Roger. Still waiting on my brother to return the crescent wrench he borrowed in 1995.
Wow, you're really hanging on to that, aren't you?
Well, I mean, some of those tools are lifetime warranty. And you want them back because they last a lifetime.
Next week, we have more chances for you to win your way to Universal Studios Hollywood, plus Lagoon Passes. Have a great weekend.